أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ وعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. We're still discussing in this ayat where Allah Ta'ala had promised Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to meet him, to give him the Torah, and that he was to come to Mount Tur for itikaf of 40 nights. And in the meantime, his people had taken the calf, a baby bull, as their god, and they had done great wrong in this. At this point, Mufassirin explained, and Allah reward them very greatly, yeah, it is referred to as Arba'ina Laylatan, 40 nights. So with regard to the night itself, they have had a wonderful discussion, and there are great lessons for us to learn with regard to that. The night, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْعُ وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. The waking up at the night, that is for tahajjud namaz, this is very hard and it crushes the nafs. Any person wants to crush his nafs, the desires of nafs that we have got, lust, anger, love of dunya, all those things, the getting up of the night has got a great effect on that. And also it guides a person to all righteousness when a person gets up for his tahajjud namaz. The night generally is the time when Allah Ta'ala is the closest to a person. So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. The Quran Sharif, we revealed it on a very blessed night. In another place, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We reveal the Quran Sharif in the night of power. All these ayats show that the nights have got great, great value by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In the Hadith Sharif, it comes, أَقْرَبَ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مَا يَكُونَ الرَّبُّ إِلَى الْعَبْدُ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلَةِ الْآخِيرِ. That the closest Allah Ta'ala comes to a person is in the last part of the night, which the ulama have explained, if we have to take the night from sunset to sunrise, then the last third part of it, that is the most valuable part. And that is the time when Allah is closest to a person, when du'as are readily accepted, and tahajjud and the du'as of that time, and tawbah and istighfar, and the islah of a person at that time has got great, great value. This part of the night is so valuable that Allah Ta'ala had ordered Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Qumil Layl, that you are wrapped up in your shawl, in your blankets, get up at night. That is the ibadat of the night. The whole night generally, even the part between Maghrib and Isha, according to some great arifin, that is the part of the ibadat of the night. That part is also very valuable, the starting part. And the last part, that is the tahajjud time, sehri time, that is all, that has got great, great value as well. So with regard to the great virtues of tahajjud namaz also, Allah says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, that in the night make your tahajjud namaz. Tahajjud namaz, the time of it is also the night, and the most valuable is the last third of the night. So Allah has given great, great value. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi layla, that Allah made mi'raj of His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this great journey, this wusool ila Allah, and to reach Allah Ta'ala. Suluk ila Allah, to reach Allah, Allah made that journey also for the night. So any person who wants to make wusul ila Allah, who wants to reach Allah, who wants to find Allah, the ibadat of the night is very, very great and very necessary for that person. That a person gets up at night and makes the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. It was the way of the Arabs that during the night, whenever they undertook a journey, they should travel more at night, because your journey gets cut greatly at night, very easily. Similarly, our journey to Allah, suluk ila Allah, and to reach Allah, wusul ila Allah, the night has got great, great effect. If a person can stay how whatever part of the night, and especially the last part, then that person will benefit tremendously. And Allah reward our mufassirin that how we will just take this as 40 nights and finish. That's the explanation of the ayat. But how they have explained every detail, and for us to benefit, may Allah make it that we take the benefit and this great, great opportunity of the ibadat of the night, when especially when all are sleeping and people are in ghaflat, at that time one person who is awake, Allah's attention focuses very greatly on that person. Allah give us tawfiq to get up and make the ibadat of Allah, and to make our islah, and to make our wusul ila Allah, to reach Allah. For that Allah has given us these nights, let us appreciate these nights. These nights are not to spend till late at night on the cell phone, on the internet, on our computers, etc., but our laptops, etc., and then we can't get up even for Fajr. That should not be the case. We should try and sleep early and be up early and take advantage of the great anwarat which are being spread, widespread in the world at that time. We should try and be part of that and take full advantage and benefit of that. May Allah give us all tawfiq.